So thank you very much to all of you for inviting us to be here this evening and for coming to be part of this evening with us. Again, my name is Robin Moore, and I work with the Friends World Committee in the Americas. So we are the Association of Quaker Meetings and Churches from Alaska to Bolivia. Across all the branches of Friends, and some of which are classically evangelical, and some of which are extraordinarily liberal, but they all come together within the Friends World Committee as a way to learn from one another. The Friends World Committee was founded in 1937 as a way for friends to stay in touch with each other. In that period between the world wars, they realized that they needed a way, a committee dedicated to bringing friends together and to continuing the conversation between the opportunities for world conferences and international gatherings. One of the projects that we do is we run a website. It's called Voices of Friends. And it has some introductions to different kinds of Quakerism, pamphlets, a whole catalog of pamphlets that can be downloaded about all kinds of Quakerly topics, and a directory of friends, so that if you were searching for Quakers on the internet, you could find where you could find real live friends. It's also helpful if you're traveling and you're looking for a meeting to attend while you're away. But I think that name, Voices of Friends, is very important to who we are and what we do. A big part of our work is that we help friends to hear each other's voices, even those branches of the family that aren't always talking to each other. We also help outside world to hear the multiple voices of friends. And at our best, we help each of us to hear the voice of God in our own hearts, in the voices of others, and in all of creation. And that, friends, is why we're here this evening. This spring, in April, the Friends World Committee organized a family reunion for Quakers from all over the world. 850 Quakers from 51 countries came together in Nakuru, Kenya. It was the most diverse gathering of friends in our 350-year history. One of the themes that we heard over and over through different speakers and different works at the conference was this theme of the living water. And one of the speakers spoke very strongly about how we need to be channels for the living water, and how he gave an example of how waterways had changed in New England this year after some 100-year floods, had washed new channels, and the water was flowing freely in new places in his home area. And we're lucky to have Noah with us here tonight. Noah Baker Merrill grew up among friends in New York and Indiana. And you can read on the back of your program a little more about him and his work. What it also doesn't say on the program is that he was recently named to be the new secretary of New England Yearly Meeting starting in January. He's a member of Putney Monthly Meeting, and they have offered him or sent him with a minute of release for his ministry. And you can read the text of that on the back of his of the program. And I'd like to offer the text, the copy of his actual minute, to a friend from Minneapolis meeting to sign and endorse to send back with him. And I'm not sure in this moment, I don't remember who the clerk was. There we are. Thank you very much. It is an old tradition among friends and one that seems to be reviving in many places. So this evening, we are grateful to many people for making this possible. Thank you to Putney Meeting for releasing Noah to this ministry, to Minneapolis Friends Meeting and Twin Cities Friends Meeting for working together to sponsor this event, And I'd like to also thank all the people who've been involved with the Friends World Committee for years. And I'd like to ask, if you've ever been a representative or to an FWCC gathering, could you raise your hand? Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you for coming this evening. And I'm sure those of you who are new to this kind of gathering will have opportunities to talk to those friends as well. I also would like to invite you, and we should say thank you to Twin Cities and to Minneapolis Friends Meeting for making financial contributions to make this ministry possible. We also invite you who are here this evening to participate in sharing the support of this ongoing program to help to bring this kind of conversation and program to wider audiences and to friends in all parts of the Americas. There are envelopes on the front table and by the food if you'd like to make a contribution today or in the coming days. And so last, well, not last, but in the beginning, I'd like to invite Noah.